Introduction. Hunger management is a road to health and longevity. After years of study, Dr. Thompson describes a visceral way to sustain health and control weight without spending more money, instead saving it. In it, he looks at eating behaviors and weight problems in a new and refreshing way. The euphemisms and analogies help us understand weight challenges to reorient our primal hunger. A universal message grounded in science and common sense. As told, we have innate abilities that will help us adapt to global food security and live long, healthy lives.
The book starts with a forewarning about the growing industrial food matrix, because food scarcities are a natural part of Earth's environment which shaped the evolution of humankind's biology. These earthly fluctuations have resulted in the genetic efficiency of physical features and metabolic systems. In modern times, food is always available, and our former ways of living transformed into the conundrum we now face. Serious weight conditions are growing beyond epidemic proportions around the world. The implications for health problems in association with this phenomenon are common knowledge. Offspring diseases such as diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, strokes, and cancer are emerging as the leading global health threat with significant economic challenges.
The food industry continues to produce ever-increasing amounts of high-calorie foods. Machiavellian food industry merged with Merovingian marketing. Merovingian marketing is a phrase coined by the author describing the psychological and physiological strategies designed to effectively eliminate choice based on the paradigm of cause and effect. He uses analogies to the Matrix movie trilogy, where humanity was living imprisoned by an altered reality generated by machines.
According to the Merovingian archetype, our choices are illusions. There is only cause and effect. In the movie scene from The Matrix Reloaded, he demonstrates the effect of an aphrodisiac program he wrote and inserted into a dessert which he sends to an attractive woman seated at another table. The spiked dessert affects the woman based on the program with predictive outcomes in both physiological and psychological behavior, thus, cause and effect. The Merovingian strategy proclaims that everyone is a slave to their most basic human drives. This is analogous to hunger drives and desserts loaded with sugars triggering the cause and effect principle. These strategies have earned the industry billions. But in such a fashion, we, the consumer, are blamed for bad decision-making. Neo contends, we still have a choice, but do we? Is our choice of eating behaviors an illusion? Is it still possible to avoid the complacent state of overeating by choice?
The author realized that a naturally occurring hunger drive was being overlooked as the cornerstone for the failures of weight loss programs. He looked at turning this adversarial relationship we have with the hunger experience into one for natural health and well-being. Through many discussions, along with years of personal research, he has been able to describe a model that helps navigate today's complex food industrial matrix. This model embraces hunger as a necessary road to weight control. He says, we must first start with clearing the ambiguity in how millions around the world view hunger. His method is to use a common sense approach and communication style that brings this message to people from all classes and backgrounds.
A growing hunger management paradigm shows that dietary restrictions combined with physical exercise have many health benefits. The advantage of this model goes beyond weight loss and into slowing the aging process itself.
He urges us to manage the daily experience of hunger to our benefit. It will help to achieve a healthy lifespan.
The advancements in modern science are revealing harmonious effects of what Thompson calls fasting hunger. Today, he counts himself among the growing numbers of people incorporating such principles into their lifestyles. He says, I strongly believe that by developing an understanding of this model, its benefits for health and longevity, we can improve the vivacity with which we experience daily living. The immoderation of overeating can become outdated for many. It starts with a choice to face your appetition head-on.
At prima facie, the force of human drives that we all experience daily may seem unmanageable. Read this book and begin to turn primal hunger drives into a tool for healthy living. In these pages, there is a clear description of our natural response to food and how it is camouflaged not only by psychological barriers and confusing terminology, but also by the food and marketing industry. He hopes the readers will develop a profound understanding of the human hunger drive to help endure the constant stream of food marketing campaigns.
Worldwide, food with high sugar and carbohydrate contents in general are cheaper and more readily available. Furthermore, recent paradigm shifts in the workplace could lead to less physical activity and more value on convenient foods. As described by Thompson, the magnitude of unmanaged hunger is worldwide, with an upward trend of excess food consumption.
Approaching the year 2018, 39% of American adults had moderate weight conditions, and 42% were severe. Stated another way, 7 out of every 10 adults were threatened by weight. Remarkably, the same is true for all high-income countries. Even nations at the lowest end of the per capita income scale, about 25% of adults face the same problem. Including areas across South Asia and Sub-Saharan Africa for the first time in their history.
A growing number of organizations are promoting options for healthy weight control based on various strategies and ideologies, but nothing seemed to be working. The findings from research published within the past year state, with a high degree of accuracy, that by the year 2030 nearly half of all adults will have obesity. The widespread presence will be higher than half in 29 states and no state will have less than 35%. Severe obesity will likely become the most common weight category.
The next time you're walking through a shopping mall or grocery store, just look to your left and then to your right. Only one will survive the weight pandemic over the next 8 years. What will be your outcome? Will you be the one? The choice may still be yours.
What is standing between thousands who face the challenges of modern food security and the path to a healthier future?
Thompson attempts to answer this question by starting with the birth of what he calls the food matrix. Here, humanity is living imprisoned by an altered reality generated by an industry.
Throughout your reading, you will see why it is vital that we break through the complex barriers blocking the road to health and longevity.
Hunger management is a strategy for healthy aging relying on physical activity, restriction of energy intake, and maintaining essential nutrients.
Join the Hunger Management Group on Meta, formerly known as Facebook, for more information and updates.
Also, visit the website Hunger Management Book to get your free copy of the first edition of the book along with audio. So, let's get started.